Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
One day last week, I told the story of the Deaf Codas, who are missionaries in Nepal, primarily working with the deaf. Today, I'd like to share the story of Scott Crabtree and his family, missionaries to the deaf here in the USA. Psalm 19, verse 3 says, "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." And Brother Crabtree says, "Anytime you make a visit or go soul winning, you never know what's going on behind that door. It's always a complete surprise to us when that door opens, but it is never a surprise to God." Back at Christmas time last year, we had gathered gifts together to take to some of the folk at the local deaf living center. Two of the deaf living there are related to each other, and I'm trying to keep this, he says, as generic as possible. While we presented the gift to the one, we were guided to the home of the other. We were told, though, she may not answer as she is very upset. As we rang the doorbell, which is connected, of course, to a lamp inside that flashes, the door slowly opened and we began to sign, "We wish you a Merry Christmas." And then we handed her our gift. A huge smile erupted on her face and she invited us in. The sweet elderly Christian lady shared with us that she had been having a very bad day with an encounter with a neighbor that had been an ongoing thing. And she said, "Here I was sitting here very upset and depressed about the situation, and you showed up at my door wishing me a Merry Christmas and bringing me a gift." She tried to hold back her tears as she signed, "You have no idea what this means to me. We have such a good God. He knew I needed you here tonight." Now, on a subsequent visit, I was able to help her with this difficult situation to restore the relationship with the neighbor. At another visit, we were able to reconnect with a deaf lady named Jeannie Walters. We had not seen each other in about 9 years. After we told her about the upcoming deaf church, she exclaimed, "I'm so happy to see you. This is a dream come true." She's excited about getting involved in our new work. Now, just recently, I was able to take Ray and Anita Bradley and their son, Paul, to the same deaf complex. The Bradleys are BIMI missionaries to the deaf in Ecuador. On a previous visit, I had found two deaf who had gone to school at the Ohio School for the Deaf with Brother Ray eons and eons ago. Now, don't tell him that I said that. The Bradleys were visiting our home before heading back to Ecuador and expressed interest in meeting these former classmates. It was a special reunion as about 10 to 12 other deaf came out to greet them. They hadn't seen each other in about 50 years. Because of this situation, it gave Brother Ray the liberty to share his testimony of salvation and what the Lord had done for him. He also shared with them about the new deaf church getting started, in which he gave his endorsement. Endorsements play an important role in the deaf community. Now, none of these visits were surprises to God. This is why we're here, and we are here because of you. Please pray with us as we seek to reach deaf lost souls for Christ and to provide encouragement to fellow deaf Christians here in Columbus, Ohio. We continue to make inroads into the deaf community as well as with those who are deaf and blind, that all the deaf may know. We need to pray for the Crabtrees. They're getting ready to plant this brand new church there in Ohio. I know they would appreciate your prayers and maybe a note of encouragement to them as they launch out into this new ministry of serving Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.